It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. This year, WNYC is taking a close look at New York City's affordability crisis. It's something almost all of us struggle with, and while we often think about it in terms of rents and housing, it extends to every aspect of our lives, from education to healthcare to food and beyond. We're going to be talking about the issues a lot in the coming months, and one way we're doing this is by focusing on individual neighborhoods that are changing. We're starting in and around the Mott Haven neighborhood in the South Bronx. It's a community that's struggled for decades with crime and poverty, but like much of New York, it's also gentrifying. Here's just a sample of some of the voices we've been hearing.
People who didn't want to come over here at one point. People did not want to cross that bridge.
It's real good to live in the Bronx, but the rent is crazy.
I think that change is needed. I don't think that just downtown and midtown need attention.
Maybe they want to move these people out and bring the, we call them the white people.
The Bronx is stepping up big time, stepping up.
That was Troy Trotti, Sonia Santiago, and Robert Maceda. Joining us now, WNYC's Jessica Gould and Sophia Polisa Carr, who have been reporting on the neighborhood, speaking with residents, and collecting their stories. Good morning to you both.
Hi. Hi.
So, Jessica, paint a picture of the neighborhood and tell us why you've decided to zero in on this one.
Sure. So, Mott Haven is at the southern tip of the Bronx. It's right across the Harlem River from Manhattan, just a subway stop away. And it's surrounded by the Major Deegan and the Bruckner, which kind of hem the community in. And then in the middle, there's a lot of public housing. It's got the highest concentration of public housing in the Bronx. And going by the numbers, the community is struggling. It's got some of the highest poverty and crime and asthma rates in the city. And for a long time, activists complained that the city government just exported stuff it didn't want, like garbage and medical waste, to the neighborhood. And, you know, back in the 70s when the Bronx was burning,
right,
a lot of that was happening here.
Sure.
But resident Sonia Santiago, she told us that's all changing.
Before, you know, it was all messed up, the building falling, a lot of fires. And they fixed it so beautiful that a lot of people want to move to the Bronx.
And actually, NYU's Furman Center recently listed Mott Haven as one of the city's top gentrifying areas.
Yeah, I actually drive through that when you're going on the Bruckner. You can drive through it. And my father, when I'm in the car with him, who knows the Bronx very well because he was a police officer down there, always comments on how, wow, look at these old warehouses. They're fixing them up.
Right.
Well, since you've been spending time in the area, have you seen those changes?
Absolutely. I mean, what we're seeing is how gentrification starts, right? In the beginning, developers get interested, like in Williamsburg or Dumbo. So there's industrial area along the waterfront. And there's this one developer in particular, Keith Rubenstein with Somerset Partners, who's been buying up old warehouses to transform into residential towers. Here's how he describes what he wants to do.
We want to respect the heritage of the community, the people, and at the same time provide opportunities for individuals and families, both existing in the community and new to the community. So we plan on activating the waterfront, and that's why we're building there, and I think that's the end result will be something for everybody.
He and his partners are planning 6 towers with panoramic views and market-rate apartments. Rubenstein says he doesn't know exactly what the price points will be, but we've seen reports that rents could be over $3,700 a month. Now, compare that to a median rent in the neighborhood of $1,500
a month. Significant.
Yeah. Right. So Rubenstein is also investing in a new waterfront park and a bunch of new businesses. There's a gourmet pizza place coming, a beer garden, this swanky new coffee shop, and a new boutique, which is where we met Jerome Lamar. Rubenstein has invested in his shop, and Lamar is selling everything from artisanal soaps to crystal-encrusted sneakers. And he says he wants to do for the Bronx what Jay-Z did for Brooklyn.
My goal so far is to make it into almost like a hub for creativity, because I love art, I love music, I love fashion, I love culture. So this is, to me, a representation of the way I've always saw the Bronx.
Or, as he said, Sobro is the new Soho.
So, of course. With all these changes, though, are people actually moving to this part of the Bronx?
Yeah, we've met a bunch of newcomers, like an NYU grad who says she's been priced out of other neighborhoods. She was actually hoping to pool her money together with some friends and buy a row house, but they're getting too expensive for her. So you've got various developers, a coffee shop, millennials, artsy types, all the key signposts for gentrification. And of course, that comes with concerns about affordability and displacement.
And Sophia, you've been spending a lot of time at the Mott Haven Library. You've actually kind of taken a shop there, talking to residents. How's that going?
Yeah, it's good. I'm there a lot, actually. And it's a really beautiful building. It's the oldest Carnegie Library in the Bronx. And that's where most of my reporting is going to be based out of, actually.
So what are the residents saying about this?
Well, local activists are definitely frustrated. The developers that Jessica was talking about tried to rebrand the waterfront area, the Piano District, last year because of all the piano factories that used to be there. Last year, they threw a party for a bunch of celebs and local politicians where they had burning trash cans and cars with bullet holes as a backdrop.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, the guest ended up taking selfies with the hashtag The Bronx is Burning.
Uh-huh.
And then just a few weeks ago, developers teamed up with music producer Swiss Beatz, who's actually from the Bronx, to host an art show there. But critics still said that they didn't feature enough artists from the community. Rubenstein apologizes for offending people, but some residents and activists are still angry and pretty worried. For example, I met Ed Garcia Conde. He's lived in the South Bronx his whole life, and he writes this popular blog called Welcome to the Bronx. And he calls what he's seeing the Columbus effect.
First thing that you kind of think is like, oh, that's nice that we're finally, you know, we're no longer being overlooked. But then all of a sudden you realize that this isn't for us. This isn't for anybody who lives in the Bronx. This is clearly for people from Manhattan and Brooklyn, people who are being pushed out from those boroughs.
But there are also people who are optimistic about the changes. The South Bronx is kind of having a pop culture moment right now, especially with that new Netflix show, The Get Down, which is all about the birth of hip hop.
That's right. The hip hop was born in that neighborhood, right?
Yeah, that's right. And Troy Trotty, who grew up in one of the housing projects there, says it's about time.
All started from right here. Everything. Music, art, you know, especially the graffitis, all that, you know. The culture itself. Wasn't for this place here, it wouldn't be no hip-hop, no music industry. And everything that links into it, it wouldn't be that neither. I call this the Mecca.
And I should say that when he was talking to us, he was wearing a hat that said South Bronx in big letters on the front.
Okay, Sophia, so we can find you at the library. People in the Bronx can go visit you at the library. What do you want to hear from them?
So I want to talk with people about what they see changing around them. Do they feel the changes in the neighborhood are leaving them behind? And how are they getting by? So far, I've talked to a lot of people. They complain about the trash and pollution in the area. And as a result, activists have already started organizing against businesses that will bring more truck traffic to the Bronx, such as Fresh Direct. Now they're even planning to convert an old methadone clinic to a health center. Maybe that will help. Other residents I've talked to are searching for homes to buy, but they end up getting bought out by all cash offers at the very last minute. These are some of the stories we'll be looking into in the upcoming weeks.
Okay, and we'll look forward to hearing more about that from you and from the people you talk to in the weeks to come. If you live or work in the South Bronx, come by the Mott Haven Library to share your thoughts or continue the conversation online with the hashtag Mott Haven Speaks. WNYC's Jessica Gould and Sophia Palisa Carr, thank you so much.
Thank you.